Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Tam
Tam
Eva
Eva
Manasa
Manasa
Grinam
Grinam
Bahuva
Bahuva
Pramodatama
Pramodatama
Anantaram
Anantaram
Vidabhasya
Vidarbhasya
Raja
Raja
Simhasya
Simhasya
Vismani
Vismani
Tam eva manasa grinam
Tam eva manasa grinam
Bandhuva Pramodatama Anantaram vidasubhasya.
Anantaram vidarvasya.
Raja simhasya vismani.
Raja simhasya vismani.
Tam eva manasa grinam.
Tam eva manasa grinam.
Babhuva pramadottamam.
Babhuva pramadottamam.
Anantaram vidabhasya.
Anantaram vidabhasya.
Rajasimhasya vismani.
Rajasimhasya vismani.
Tam eva manasa grihan.
Tam eva manasa grihan.
Babhuva pramadottamam.
Bahuva pramadottama
anantaram vidarvasya
anantaram vidarvasya
raja simhasya vishmani
tam eva manasa griham
tam eva manasa griham
bahuva pramadottama
bahuva pramadottama
Anantaram vidarbhasya
Anantaram vidarbhasya
Raja simhasya vismani
Raja simhasya vismani
Tam eva manasa grinam
Babhuva pramadottama Anantaram vidarvasya
Raja simhasya vismani
Tam eva manasa grinam Babhuva pramadottama Anantaram vidarvasya Raja Simhasya Vismani
Tam Eva Manasa Grinam
Tam Eva Manasa Grinam
Babhuva Pramodottama
Babhuva Pramodottama
Anantaram Vidarbhasya
Anantaram Vidarbhasya
Raja Simhasya Vismani
Raja Simhasya Vismani Tam
Her
Eva,
Eva,
certainly,
certainly.
Manasa,
Manasa,
by the mind,
by the mind.
Greenam,
Greenam,
accepting,
accepting.
Bahuva,
Bahuva,
became,
became.
Pramada,
Pramada,
woman,
woman.
Uttama,
Uttama,
highly situated,
highly situated.
Anantaram,
Anantaram,
after death,
after death.
Vidarbhasya,
Vidarbhasya
of Vidarbha,
Raja Simhasya, Rajasimhasya
of the most powerful king,
of the most powerful king,
Vismani,
Vismani
at the house,
at the house.
Translation. Repeat after me. King Paranjana,
King Paranjana
gave up his body,
gave up his body
while remembering his wife.
And
consequently, in his next life,
he became very beautiful
and well-situated woman.
He took his birth
as the daughter of King Vidarbha in the very house of the king. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since King Paranjana thought of his wife at the time of his death, he attained the body of a woman in its next birth. This verifies the following verse in Bhagavad Gita. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajati antikalevaram tam tam ivati konteya sat tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of mind, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. When a living entity is accustomed to think of a particular subject matter or become absorbed in a certain type of thought, he will think of that subject at the time of death. At the time of death, one will think of the subject that has occupied his life while he was awake. lightly sleeping or dreaming, or while he was deeply sleeping. After falling from the association of the Supreme Lord, the living entity thus transmigrates from one body form to another, according to nature's course, until he finally attains the human form. If he is absorbed in material thoughts and ignorant of spiritual life, and if he does not take shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who solves all questions of birth and death, he will become a woman in the next life, especially if he thinks of his wife. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamana Daivi Nitrena. A living entity acts piously and impiously, and sometimes in both ways. All actions are taken into account, and the living entity is offered a new body by his superiors. Although King Bharanjana was overly attached to his wife, he nonetheless performed many pious, fruitive activities. Consequently, although he took the form of a woman, he was given a chance to be the daughter of the powerful king, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Prapya punya kitam lokam uchitsva sasviti sama suchinam shinmatam gehe yoga barasto vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. If a person falls from the path of bhakti yoga, God realization, due to attachment to fruitive activities, philosophical speculation, or mystic yoga, he is given a chance to take birth in a high and rich family. The higher authorities appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead thus render justice to the living entity according to the living entity's desire. Although King Paranjana was overly absorbed in thoughts of his wife and thus became a woman, he took his birth in the family of the king due to his previous pious activities. The conclusion is that all of our activities are taken into consideration before we are awarded another body. Narada Muni therefore advised Vyasadeva that one should take to Krishna consciousness, devotional service, and abandon all ordinary occupational duties. This advice was given by Lord Krishna himself. Although a devotee may fall from the path of spiritual consciousness, he will nonetheless attain a human body in the home of a devotee or a rich man. In this way, one can resume his devotional service. Tam eva manasagriham bahuva pramodotama anantaram vidabhasya rajasimhasya vismayi. King Paranjana gave up his body while remembering his wife, and consequently, in his next life, he became a very beautiful and well-situated woman. He took his next birth as the daughter of King Padabha in the very house of the king. O bhaginam timarandasya ganam ganam chalakaya chakshu mitam nenam tajmai shri guru vinama vancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindhu bevada patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So this is a very nice verse, very instructive. This verse relates to why we're devotees. Because as devotees, we know that we're going to have to leave the body, and we know that we're not this body. Generally, people are thinking that they're the body when they're not concerned about after the body. They're concerned about what's going on with the body now, how I can enjoy now, how I'm happy now. And that thought of after leaving the body is sort of put away. Nobody is very much concerned. You might go to heaven or something like this. It's far off, not very definite. The definite thing people are concerned with is what's going on now, how they're enjoying now, how they're living now. But a Krishna conscious person, he's aware that he'll have to leave this body, and he's not this body, so he'll have to go someplace else. This is the benefit of having the bona fide, being in association with the bona fide spiritual master, is that one gets this kind of knowledge that extends his understanding of life. because one cannot remember which one did in one's past life. And Srila Prabhupada says, that's not very strange. We can't remember what we did yesterday. So what to speak of the past life? It's not strange if we can't remember our past life. And it also said that the super soul doesn't want to remind everybody of their past life. Sometimes it's too much. When you, if you were to know how long you've been here, how long you've been struggling to get out of the day, or what the, how long you've been tricked again and again by the illusion, and you may become depressed. So Krishna doesn't want you to become depressed. But this is the fact that you take another body based on the kind of activities, like I stated here, the kind of activities you've been doing. And what have you been attached to? As in the wakeful state, we're attached to so many things. And in the sleeping state, we're dreaming about so many things we're attached to. And all of these things that we're attached to and familiarizing with, they become part of our life. They become part of our next life. This is, Srila Prabhupada said that we're creating the next body already. By our activities, we create the next body. And actually, people begin to look like the next body already. People begin to look like the next body. As soon as you become older, you begin to look like the next body already. Because it's a continuation based on one's thinking. What are you thinking? If you're thinking in a mode of nature, you're thinking in a mode of ignorance, then you're developing a body in a mode of ignorance. By your thinking. Everything is by thinking only. It's by thinking only, you're becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna says, just think of me and become my devotee. So thinking is that, that's a process of becoming, thinking. And so, this is generally the process. If you are thinking, or you're attached, say you're a householder, you're attached to a wife, if you're not careful, you'll take birth as a woman in the next life. And the same way for a woman. If she's attached to a man, she'll become a man in the next life. So maybe if somebody's attached to the dog, they'll become a dog in the next life. If you're attached to Krishna, you'll become Krishna, a form of Krishna in the next life. Very simple. Whatever you're thinking about, that's what you're creating, the mental state, and then that's creating the next body. There's very very subtle science. It's unknown to regular people. Regular people, they're just using their thinking, what they're thinking. They don't know really what thinking is doing, but thinking is creating the next form of life. Krishna says, Ananya chintayantamam, yejina purupasite, tesam yuktibhikdhanam, yogakshemi vahami aham. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So this is the process. By meditating on Krishna's transcendental form, this is the process that's given by the authorities. By meditating on Krishna's transcendental form, that's how you become Krishna conscious. By the mind becoming attached to Krishna. This is the process. This is by chanting the holy name, by worshipping the deity, by associating with the devotees, by taking prasadam, by studying this very nice philosophy that's given by Lord Krishna. This is makes attachment to Krishna. And by that attachment, the same process, by attachment to material energy, you become, get that body. By attachment to Krishna, you also get the spiritual body on the other side. And you have to work for this. It's not going to happen automatically. You see, those who are making surrender, they're going to get the benefit. But those who are not making any surrender, they're getting little benefit, you know. I'll just come a little bit, little chanting, little thing. If you have a disease that is detrimental, putting a band-aid on it is not going to help. This, I got a disease, I'm going to die with the disease. I have to go get it addressed by the doctor. Not quick, take some quick pills. That's not going to do it. So material life is like that. We have some difficulty, you know, just quick fix and get it. The disease will not be removed. And consequently, the suffering will continue. And the suffering will continue into our next birth. If we're not, we have the opportunity now to rectify the situation. Krishna is given the opportunity by association with devotees, association with the bona fide spiritual master. As soon as somebody is sincere in devotional service, Krishna uses that person to help other devotees. Because we're all relying, as devotees, we all rely on each other to make advancement. There's no devotee alone, a lone devotee. That's the first thing you learn about devotional service. They're like all the cowherd boys, they're all together. No cowherd boy is off on his own, doing his own trip. When they go out with Krishna, they're all together playing. And they're all having fun, and this is the spiritual life is together. So we're devotees, we're all together. Yeah, we just as the devotees, they love Krishna, they also love the other devotees, the same way. It's all Krishna conscious, it's all related. Just like you have Krishna, the devotees of Krishna are related to Krishna. They call Krishna's paraphernalia. They come along with Krishna. They take care of Krishna, that's devotees. So the devotees are also connected to Krishna. When you want to love Krishna, then you must love devotees. Then Krishna will accept. That is a lesson in this material world. In this material world, we're all living entities are like envious of each other. You know, who is well, who's doing good, who's doing bad. Who's, everybody wishes that somebody else do bad. When somebody else is doing good, everybody, oh, they're doing good, I don't care. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, right? When somebody is doing happy, we're feeling depressed. That's material consciousness, is like that. And when somebody is depressed, we feel, oh God, we feel depressed. So as conditioned souls, they're all messed up, you know, they're all messed up. How they look at each other, how they look at Krishna, everything. So it's a very terrible situation. And it's the wise person that can remove the difficulties. Difficulties don't have to do with difficulties outside to make money, to get jobs. The difficulties deal with inside, the false ego, all these things are terrible. Bad consciousness. And these are the difficulties. Not outside, I can't make any money. No. But people take it, the difficulties are outside only. That I can fix this, I can fix that, I can fix that. If I just get more money, if I just fix this, if I just get more education. And therefore the disease is not going to be solved. Because the real disease is the person. And nobody wants to hear it either. This is the false ego. That's why you have to live in a temple. You have to be, if you can get it, your false ego exposed by some other devotee, that'd be very nice. But if it remains hidden and uncured, then it just goes on festering. So we have to be very happy if we can get our false ego exposed. Devotees can help us. And then we can learn to give it up. Hopefully you'll get some engagement that you don't really like to do and the devotees make you do it. You must do it. Then you'll surrender. A lot of times surrendering is not like, you know, we surrender to kirtan. Like somebody say, you surrender to eat the prasadam. You know, it's not difficult. You know, those kind of surrenders are not difficult. Please surrender, please dance, you know, these things are not difficult. But to give up the false ego, to do some service that you don't want to do, to help others, to become that kind of person that Krishna wants, is very difficult. We go to the university, we study something, that's not about us, that's just about some external thing. So we don't have to surrender. You know. But Krishna consciousness deals with us and our... We do not like to hear about that our situation, that we have to make progress, we have to develop good qualities, we have to if you want to make advancement, then you better become like nothing. Prabhupada said that though. We should think that we're nothing, okay? And that's a very advanced way of thinking. So all these ways of thinking have to become, you know, familiar to us, that we take it up, and because we come to devotional service, and right away, all our bad qualities are going to come out, exposed. And We want that. Just like when you're making ghee, you want all that stuff to come up to the top so you can scoop it out. This is all these impurities are deep within us. Nobody wants to hear about it, but if you want, just like if you go to the doctor, you don't want to hear what kind of disease you have. You're not going to disease. Then don't go to the doctor. Just stay and die with the disease. But if you go to the doctor, then you want to hear what the disease is, how you got it, how it's cured, all these things are very important. Then you can get, just like if you have to take some medicine. Oh no, it tastes, I don't want it, I don't want it. Devotional service is like that. But the medicine is what will cure the person. The medicine is what will cure the person. We have, just like we're listening to this verse, yeah, every verse in this Bhagavatam is relating to our situation. There's no verse, we may think this verse is relating to Paranjana and this story is very nice and how this is all related to us. We're in this situation of Paranjana. Paranjana means one in the body. So we're in this situation here. And if you could become familiar with this story, then you'll understand how to overcome the difficulties in your material life. Every story is like that in the Bhagavatam. It's directed toward giving you self-knowledge about what's going on with your very self. It's not just what's going on in this book. It's what's going on within you and your way to become enlightened, your opportunity to become enlightened, and how you can take that opportunity, the type of consciousness you need to have, the type of attitude you're supposed to have towards other devotees, the attitude you're supposed to have towards the deities, towards people in general, towards guests that come on Sunday. All of these things are very important. So the training is to become a pure devotee. And it is not easy. If something was easy, then of course everybody would have done it already. If it was that easy. Just like somebody say that they take a process that's very difficult. You know, I want to meditate, I want to go in the mountains, I want to fast, I want to... Why you take such a difficult process? Why didn't Krishna give you some easy process? What Srila Prabhupada say, well, if you go to the forest, you simply run out of the forest, and insects will bite you. But people like to fantasize, you know, I'll be a great yogi, and I'll be... It's not realistic. Those are actually authorities. They give this process, which will actually be effective. We're not in Satya Yuga where we can be great yogis. We can hardly keep our mind on Krishna. What to speak of a big yogi making big austerities? In Krishna consciousness, we take up from what is fantasy and we... take it what is genuine, what is real, and what can actually be done, and what can be done by us. And the process that can be done by us. This process is so easy, you just have to chant, dance, eat prasadam, and listen to philosophy. People can't even do it even. It's difficult for some people to do it. And it's so easy. What to speak of some more difficult process? So in this age, you get, in every age, the yuga avatar is there. We're not, in this age, we're not without the proper direction, how to make advancement in this age. And that is coming true. We always have to remember that what Srila Prabhupada gave, we have to keep it very nice. We have to keep it together and keep it the same way it is and don't change anything. Don't add anything and don't subtract anything. And this way, when you keep it very nice like this, then the potency will be there. The potency is only in keeping it and the mood and the type of attitude that this pure devotee gives it in. This Krishna consciousness, it's all about loving. That's what this is called, not simply devotional service. This is called loving devotional service. It is different. Loving devotional service, not just devotional service. If you have that idea of just devotional service, if it's not loving devotional service, then you won't get effect of it. But when you know it's loving devotional service, then whatever you do, you have to do that with a loving attitude. Yes. You make an offering, you do everything, you sweep the floor, you talk to devotees. Everything is in a loving attitude. This is the spiritual world. The spiritual world is not challenging. Nobody is angry. Nobody is unhappy. Because everybody is fixed up in the loving attitude and connection with Krishna. You see, Radha and Krishna, it's all about loving. And so we have to join in Krishna's pastime. In order to do that, we have to become loving like Krishna's devotees. Yes. And that, of course, that loving attitude, you cannot get it by studying. That loving attitude, you get it by loving devotees, by association. That's how you get it. That's why devotees are there. That's why devotees are very important. Very important. You cannot go back to Krishna without devotees. That is the way how you see it. And then you will understand your love for Krishna, your love for devotees will all become part of the same thing. And so you develop the attitude to help another devotee, then you get help. Because you learn how to love devotees. Then you get help from Krishna. Krishna is who is teaching. Not simply you love this, you love devotees, that's where you're loving me. Don't just come and try to love me, I love Krishna. Prabhupada said, you love me, you love my dog. This is the thing that goes on. And so all rushing to love God, And God is saying, hey, hold it. Don't be so rushing. First become a loving person, first become a dedicated person, first become kind to everyone. Then you'll see approaching me is very easy. But if you don't have that attitude of loving everyone, of being kind, then approaching Krishna will never accept. So all these things we can learn. Just like we can learn something very easy by hearing, or we can learn difficult by many years not knowing it. And then finding out at some time, oh, what didn't I notice before? So we cannot know everything right away. But we can know things by the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of other devotees. Anytime you make any advancement, you should always know it's by the mercy of some other devotee. Always by the mercy of some other devotee. And we never know when some other devotees are giving us their association and giving us their mercy. But anyone who has any kind of realization has got it from some devotee who is very kind to them, who helped them in so many ways. And that's the love of Krishna increased because of that association. So we are fixed in the determination that we want to leave this body in a Krishna conscious state of mind. So we work towards that. It's not like you live without Krishna and at the very end of your life, now you grab Krishna at the very end. It's not going to work like that. You know, it's not going to work like that. According to this verse here, you have you fix your mind gradually into the Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada said, even if you can't think about Krishna at the time of death, if you live your life in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will come and remember you. Krishna will come and rescue you. You're not remembering me, I will remember you. Let's go. So every opportunity is there to become attached to Krishna by in different ways, by hearing, by associating. Attachment must be there. It's not that we're serving Krishna, but we're not attached to Krishna. We're detached from Krishna. We're so detached, we're detached from Krishna. No, but you become attached to Krishna, you become attached to devotional service, and it's not about in the Krishna consciousness, you gradually find out that it's not about you. Because in material life, we've directed everything to us. It's all about us and our happiness. And that is not the right way to live life. That's not the right position to be in. Because we're not the center, we support the center. That's how really life is like that. We're Krishna's energy, and we support Krishna. We take care of Krishna, and this is our business as living entities. We're a part of Krishna, and we support Krishna, and we take care of Krishna. But we've forgotten that, and we're so busy taking care of ourselves. Like, you know, this is not the real thing. Because you are not separated from Krishna. You're not alone. You're existing because of Krishna. And so your existence separate from Krishna is kind of an illusion. And so to get out of the illusion that you're separate from Krishna, that takes time, by purification, by association. You cannot even find out about Krishna if you're not in the mode of goodness, sattva guna. So all the devotee's activities are geared to put that devotee in the mode of goodness. And in the mode of goodness, the light, that is called the mode of light, the enlightened mode, the mode of light. In the mode of goodness, is very bright. Very bright consciousness, very bright attitude, very bright loving realization. In the mode of ignorance, it's very dark. In the mode of ignorance, there's a lot of misunderstanding. Arguments, frustration, bewilderment, all these things in the mode of ignorance. And the mode of passion is not very great either, because the mode of passion doesn't care really about anybody. You know, a person's mode of passion is real concerned about himself. And that's unfortunate, because like I said before, there's no such thing as you alone. The living entity is always connected to Krishna. And when we forget that, then we open the doors for unhappiness, for misery, and for all these things come by forgetting Krishna. And everything good will come by remembering Krishna, by taking it seriously, by not giving up, by being tenacious, by not giving up. Krishna recognizes somebody who does not give up, who does not go away. Determination, then Krishna will respond to that. When Krishna sees a person serious, then Krishna gives you everything. If he sees you very serious, you do not go away, you do not back up, you do not move, you keep, then Krishna gives you by surrender. So, Srila Prabhupada said, any kind of surrender you make to Krishna, Krishna, you will never forget it. And so every kind of surrender we make, that's all recorded. And that all adds to our advancement in devotional service. So anything that you do. So the best policy is to try to hear from experienced devotees, senior devotees, spiritual master, and by that association, we also can become fixed up in spiritual enlightenment and making progress, a lot of progress. The progress we make is helping ourselves and helping people in general. So we should be in this devotional service, not just for ourselves. There's a lot of opportunities here to help. A lot of people need help. Practically speaking, 90% of the people in the world are in the mode of ignorance about spiritual life. This is like this Krishna consciousness is very confidential. Why is it very confidential? Because in this Krishna consciousness, you get to find out who God is. Before this Krishna consciousness, no one knows who God is. It was like the name of God, what He's called, what He's called. What somebody's called is different to them. And so if you have this name of God alone, then you cannot understand God. And that's the difficulties people are having. Because they only have the name of God. They don't know what God does, what He is, what He plays, how He, way He lives, everything. And so much information about Krishna. But Krishna is not revealing it to persons who are not serious. And not serious means that when you're thinking of this body, that your people and for your group, and it's not realistic. That's not very real, because it's separate from Krishna. It's a separate type of identity. It's forming an identity that's separate from Krishna. My people. Your people is connected to Krishna. So there's no separation. But when the bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada say, when the bona fide spiritual master is not there, everything is chaos. But when the spiritual master comes, everything becomes, the chaos goes away. And that's why, because we're under the influence of the bona fide spiritual master. That's why we're guided gradually how to give up the bodily concept of life. Actually, as a devotee, your body and your mind, all these things become purified, 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 purified. The more you're chanting, the more you're fixing your mind on Krishna, it's becoming more purified. And Srila Prabhupada say that devotional service dissolves the subtle body. This is the science of devotional service. Because the subtle body, the mind, intelligence, and false ego, is what caused you to take another gross body. So these are the things that have to be purified. The mental activities, the intelligence, all these things have to become purified. Purified means that they come into the service of Krishna. When any energy that comes into Krishna's service becomes purified. It's like the gross body becomes purified, the mind becomes purified, the intelligence becomes purified. Any kind of contact with Krishna, it becomes purified. That is the process. And the more purified something becomes, the purified means more connected with Krishna. So if something is purified, it means it's connected to Krishna. And so all of these energies have to be purified. And the gross body, the influence of the gross body dwindles away in devotional service. Means that even the gross body, as far as the devotee realization is concerned, it vanishes away more and more. A gross identity with the body vanishes away. And this is the effect of devotional service. And this effect, when the gross body and the subtle mind become purified, then one can see the path of spiritual life clearly, and one can follow it. Without becoming purified, you cannot see the actual process to do it. And so, this is the this is the way back to Godhead. Krishna. Of course, we have to remember that we're being guided by Krishna based on our sincerity. Krishna is not that we ourselves have become wise enough to find Krishna, but Krishna is who is being kind upon us and took us and engaging us in his devotional service. So it's Krishna's mercy. And how Krishna does that? He engages the person and he gives that person good association. And from good association, you can learn all these things. Actually, you cannot, like I was saying before, you cannot learn about love from the book. You have to learn about love from good association, and that's why Krishna provides that. We cannot, therefore, whatever Krishna is providing, we cannot challenge that. We cannot challenge that or do something better. No, it's what what we're getting by the mercy of Krishna, and whatever devotee association that we get, or association with the spiritual master, then we have to be very thankful. And we have to try our best to engage in the devotional service to become purified. We should not think that I'm just doing this just to become purified myself. You become purified to engage in devotional service. You don't become purified to hang out. You become purified so the Lord can use you in his devotional service. Not that you're happy. A devotee is thinking, forget my happiness. Let's focus on Krishna's happiness. That's the way a devotee thinks. Now, of course, that's very advanced. You know, not everyone can think like that. But Srila Prabhupada was thinking like that, right? Srila Prabhupada forgot about his whole... Srila Prabhupada put himself at the side and fixed his mind, let's take care of Krishna. By surrender, surrender is like that. It's not that we just Prabhupada surrendered and we take happiness in how Prabhupada surrendered and how he did so many things like that. You have to surrender like that. You have to become, just like Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning Srila Prabhupada would take this devotee, you go and start a temple in Germany. You go and start a temple in Russia. You go start a temple in, like that, empower them. And then the people would go sit on the tree and then they'd start a temple. Because you are empowered by the order of the spiritual master. You're not empowered by you yourself in the Krishna consciousness. We get empowered by the bona fide spiritual master who is empowered by Krishna. This is the way you can do it by Krishna's mercy. Not that you can do it, you're so very intelligent. But by connection with Krishna, by Krishna's potency, by the authority of the spiritual master, they can empower you to do your service to Krishna. And that you can do a great service to Krishna. Not that you do a little service just to get by. You have to put yourself so Krishna can use you to do big service. And you have to make yourself fit for that. Now that you, in the beginning, you're trying to save yourself. Just let me just save myself from the madness. Yeah? But gradually, when you become fixed up nice, then you have to do big service for Krishna. Just, not that you have to be a big devotee. Anybody can do it. You just have to be surrendered, that's all. Because when you do the service, when you surrender, then you feel happy. Because you're connected to Krishna. This is the science of happiness. Your happiness is in connection with Krishna. And as soon as you can please Krishna, you'll feel that happiness, you'll feel that connection, you'll be alive. You'll be living. But as when you don't have that connection with Krishna, you will be unhappy. Because you'll be disconnected. Prabhupada gives the example, just like a branch in a tree. If the branch is not connected, there's symptoms of things that are connected. When the branch is connected to the life of the tree, right? There's symptoms that the branch experience. You know, green, bright, flowers, all these things. But you have the branch that's not connected, right? None of these things are going to go on. The branch is going to get dry, it's going to get brown, it's going to get hard, it's going to... So the same living entity, when we're not connected with Krishna, we get like that too. We get hard, we get cracked, we get... No flowers. But when... That's yoga. Yoga means connection. So connect yourself with Krishna. This is the process. Connect yourself with Krishna because there's a lot of work to do for Krishna. In this Krishna consciousness, it's just beginning. There's a lot of things to do. Just look how many people don't know, they're even not the body. Religious people don't even know they're not the body. It's a very big job. We're just the tip of the iceberg. And so I would advise the devotees to become fit, to become realized, to become enlightened, because they have a very big job to do. It's not like first they were coming to Krishna consciousness or to save themselves, me alone. But now when you come to Krishna consciousness, you find it's more than that. Krishna demands more than that. But this is our opportunity to, actually Krishna is calling us back home. This is our opportunity to go back home. Everything is provided by Krishna. You simply make your surrender. Krishna will provide all the facility that you can surrender nicely. You can become attached to Krishna. You'll have good association. Krishna will provide very nice devotees so you can associate with them. You should understand that every devotee you're associating with, Krishna has you learning something from that devotee. It's not by chance. How you make advancement is by other devotees. There's no lone wolf. There's no lonely devotee. No devotee who's keeping to themselves alone. It's not allowed. Then you go to the spiritual world, nobody is, I don't want to talk to anybody. This is all material contamination. In the spiritual world, nobody's keeping to themselves, I want to keep to myself. No. This is the contamination. And sometimes we come to spiritual life because we're frustrated with material relationships. Because material relationships sometimes burn you out. Isn't that a fact? Some people I know, they get so burnt out with relationship, they don't want to hear nothing else about it. Maybe they were married, they got divorced, they don't want to hear nothing else about it. And it's burnt us out. And then we come to Krishna consciousness now, and then I remember when I was long time ago in the temple, when the temples were new, there was sort of an attitude that you don't talk to anyone. Somebody who doesn't talk to anyone is advanced. It was crazy, but you know, people thought like this. It was kind of crazy, you know. I don't talk to anyone, I don't look at anyone, I'm beyond everyone, and I'm advanced. I don't smile with anyone, and I keep away from everyone, and I'm advanced. But all the people who did that, they all fell down. And now it's only the loving people that remain. Because that's the wrong idea. That you're so advanced, you don't talk to anyone. It's not good. It even used to be a group of devotees that all advanced devotees together. But Krishna smashed it. There's no such thing. Advanced devotees all together. No. And so we should be very careful in devotional service.
you know, how we behave, how, you know, we have to look out for our contamination, whatever contamination. The contamination is very subtle, very tricky. It'll try to hide here. You catch it there, it'll move it from there. Oh, not me, it's always running. The false signal is like that. Oh, no, not me. You mean I have to surrender? The false ego there, yeah, tried so many things to get out of it, not surrender. That's what regular people are doing. They have so many things they're doing that makes them feel they don't have to be a devotee, they don't have to surrender, they're all right, okay, you know, they're okay. And that's part of the conditioning in material life. So, we come to devotional service and we want to hear what we have to do to overcome our craziness, you know, and we can get cured. And if we don't know we're crazy, if we don't know that this material consciousness is like that, then we're in big trouble. But if we can find these things out and try to cure our madness, then we've got all the help, psychological, we've got all the material help we need, we have all the spiritual knowledge, everything is provided. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sava Dhamma Prishija, Mame Kam Saranam Vajra, Aham Tam Sava Bhavibhyo, Moksha Sami Mahasura. Just surrender. And that surrender is mean you're defeated. You have to be defeated. Not that you can go on, oh, I'm okay, I'm strong in what I'm doing. One has to be defeated by Krishna consciousness, and then he surrenders. Then you become enlightened. Very easy. Give up the false ego. So I'd like to stop here and try to get some questions from the devotees. No questions are important. Prabhu, you want to say or make a comment? Anybody can make a comment or ask a question? Anything.
You spoke pure things, Prabhu.
So that's how we go back to God together. Prabhu, you have
loving something? Devotional service, that's what actually Krishna wants. Loving devotional service.
Yeah, loving devotional service. Not just devotional service, loving devotional service. Yes, Prabhu?
I have a question. For instance, I do a lot of chanting. And how do I, patience that I hope with patience, because I am teaching this now. Sometimes I think they get immediate results and I think they don't need it anymore. So it's like the excitement of learning to chant, then the time kind of wears off after a while. So how do I convince someone to stick with the chanting? Or how do we go about it?
How do you convince others to stay with the chanting?
Yeah, keep it up. But by example, right?
Well, you engage in something if you're getting benefit.
Say again?
You engage in something if you're going to get benefit from that. You have to see what the benefit is that you're getting. If someone else is interested, they have to see what the benefit is that the person is getting. So that's why devotee is important, because devotee, you can see what the benefit is. You can see what the character, how the character is developing, the qualities are developing, and that's the benefit. That the person become a genuine person. And that is the benefit. You cannot see the benefit in a material sense that the person makes so much money or so much thing. But we have to see things in a spiritual way, that the person become enlightened, very bright person, very loving person, very caring. So the chanting produces that. So therefore the chanting, we have to see what the benefit of the chanting is. And to see what the benefit is, we need to see a devotee who is advancing because of the chanting, to understand what the benefit is of the chanting. Not that we're just chanting Hare Krishna, there's some benefit to the chanting. It means your mind becomes peaceful, your mind becomes spiritualized, your mind becomes full of understanding. And this way, you can overcome the difficulties in life and go back to God. This is the benefit of the chanting. If you just chant Coca-Cola, that's not going to bring... make any benefit. At the time of death, you drink Coca-Cola. So, you know, take what Krishna is giving and make it a success. And gradually you'll be able to overcome the madness of your own mind and contaminated intelligence and so forth. Everything is provided. But the thing is, it's not, the Krishna consciousness is not only about you. It's about your connection with everyone. You know, and that's your real self. Your real self is not separated, you alone. That's not your real self. Your real self is connected to every living entity. Any other question? Everybody's going back together. So you know all the difficulties that they have? You jump into it and you make it a success. And if you feel weak, you hang on to devotees. You hang on to association. You always remember, Krishna gave you association so you can advance. All right? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Eat a lot of prasadam. Jai, thank you, devotee.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Musharapam ki.